Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary, fellow ministers, colleagues, friends. It's indeed a great honor for me to be here for the first time in this capacity as a minister and represent my country. NATO-Ukraine relations proved to be very fruitful and productive for the both sides. And we believe that for the following years we will see much more fruitful work. The Orange Revolution that was mentioned convinced millions of people throughout Europe and all over the world that Ukrainians indeed share the basic values that are common in leading European and North Atlantic democracies. New Ukrainian leadership under Viktor Yushchenko has clearly defined our foreign policy and security policy priorities, and it is European and Euro-Atlantic integration. And I would say it is not a declaration any longer, it's a real, also hard work, and we will do our best to achieve the objectives. Moving towards NATO and the European Union standards, it's a process, and it's really hard work. And I would stress it's needed mainly for Ukraine and Ukrainians. To be frank, the speed on that road is not mainly defined, I stress mainly defined, by our successes or failures in military and generally in the security sphere, because it is more dependent upon our successes in economy, in enhancing living standards, justice system, protecting basic human rights and freedoms. But no one should underestimate the role of the military sphere and security sphere, because through cooperation in those spheres, we can provide really stability and security not only in Europe, but in other important for NATO and Ukraine regions. Right now, Ukraine undertakes serious efforts in reforming its military and security sector. And I would address this issue during the meeting. This is the sector where we are getting real help from our NATO partners, and we are really counting on your advice and your assistance. And we are aimed at getting really military structure that is capable, that is interoperable with NATO partners, and which will become a real asset in our joint hands to work as we did for years in different missions whenever it's necessary to provide security in the region and in those hotspots that may appear on the horizon anytime. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Minister. May I now leave the representatives of the press, may I now ask them to leave the room so that we can continue our session, but then in restricted format. Thank you.